This update brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Michigan's Move Over Law protects emergency responders and service personnel on the state's roads by requiring motorists to slow down and move over for stationary authorized vehicles with flashing lights. Violations may result in fines up to $400 and 2 points on the driver's license, with severe penalties for incidents causing injuries or fatalities among emergency personnel. During April, recognized as National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, the Michigan State Police and local law enforcement agencies are teaming up to enforce the Move Over Law and Hands Free Law. MSP troopers and deputies will use unmarked vehicles to target distracted drivers, especially those using cell phones. Strict enforcement of the Move Over Law aims to protect emergency responders and service personnel. Michigan's hands-free law prohibits various cell phone activities while driving, including making or answering calls, texting, watching videos, accessing social media, browsing the internet, and using GPS. Understanding and adhering to these regulations are vital for all Michigan motorists to contribute to safer roads and protect lives. On Tuesday, March 19th, Officer Temple attempted to pull over a motorcycle within the village limits for a traffic violation. Despite initially complying, the motorcyclist quickly accelerated southbound on M25, eluding pursuit with lights and sirens activated. Concerns for safety due to the high speeds led to the termination of the chase. Witnesses identified the motorcyclist as Johnny Rocket, others citing him near the village of Unionville at speeds estimated at 150 miles per hour. The individual involved has been identified as Sam Ginglowski, a white male born on May 23, 1999, with a last known address in Saginaw. The 73rd B District Court in Bad Axe has issued a 2-count arrest warrant for him, charging him with fleeing a police officer in the fourth degree, a 2-year felony, and operating a vehicle with license suspended, a 93-day misdemeanor. Ginglowski is also wanted by multiple jurisdictions for various warrants. Anyone with information is urged to contact Officer Garrett Temple at the Seaboyne Police Department by phone at 989-883-2380 or via email at police@seaboynemi.gov. Chief Stephen Repke commends Officer Temple for his thorough investigation and a successful procurement of warrants for Ginglowski's arrest. And we'll be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Life's about the choices we make. What to wear, what to eat, what to do in a day. It can be fun, but what if we pick the wrong choice? At Thumb Cellular, the only wrong choice is not to make one. Right now, Thumb Cellular has 3 great deals to choose from, and all are winners. You can choose to double your device trade-in value, choose AppleCare Plus protection for half price, or choose a free accessory for your brand new smartphone. Whichever you pick is money saved in your pocket. Plus, anyone switching to Thumb Cellular or adding a line will get a bonus month of free service. The choice is easy. Choose Thumb Cellular and save. Terms and conditions apply. Ask a customer care rep for full details. Maximum trade-in credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end June 30th, 2024.
A state investigator in Michigan says he considers former President Donald Trump and some key allies to be uncharged co-conspirators in a scheme to claim that he had won Michigan in the 2020 election. Trump and Mark Meadows were among the names that came up during the cross-examination of investigator Howard Schock. Schock's work led to charges of forgery against more than a dozen people. A judge is holding hearings in the case. In Michigan, authorities say more than a dozen Republicans sent certificates to Congress falsely declaring they were electors and that Trump had won the state in 2020. A New Jersey woman who was near death has received a transplanted pig kidney, part of a dramatic pair of surgeries that also stabilized her failing heart. Doctors at NYU Langone Health say 54-year-old Lisa Pisano is recovering well. She is only the second patient ever to receive a pig kidney. The first, a man transplanted last month in Boston, also is faring well. Pisano was far sicker, suffering a combination of heart and kidney failure. It is the latest in a string of attempts to make animal-to-human organ transplants a reality. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. This update brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. And weather-wise, here at the station in Bad Axe, currently the temperature 33 degrees, 27 with the wind chill. Wind speeds are from the northeast at 7 miles per hour. The humidity is at 58%. We do have that freeze warning that takes effect from midnight tonight to 8 a.m. tomorrow. Frost and freeze conditions could kill crops, other sensitive vegetation, and possibly damage unprotected outdoor plumbing. So take the proper precautionary measures.